These are great documents. I mean, again, not great, but it's great we got these documents because it, again, exposes the outrageous censorship operation that was designed to suppress election-related material, not because the Russians were behind it, but it was because Americans were behind it. We got more documents. We're always getting more documents. I guess you can really set your clock every week. Judicial Watch has more documents. We have new records that show that the Department of Homeland Security was involved in a scheme with these third-party private groups that were really fronts for the government to engage in real-time narrative tracking to take down social media posts during the 2020 election. Again, this is under the Trump administration. Remember, these deep staters were out of control at the Department of Homeland Security and the Cyber Infrastructure Security Agency, I think is the name, CISA. And CISA was the front. They were supposedly making sure the Russians weren't going to come in again, right? So that was the overreaction to the left's fake news about Russia, Russia, Russia in 2016, was the creation of this sub-agency within the Department of Homeland Security. And that sub-agency immediately started targeting and focusing on Americans who were concerned about election integrity, as opposed to what they supposedly were supposed to be interested in, which is making sure the Russians didn't interfere in our elections, which, of course, they didn't really have anything to do there since the Russians didn't have any material impact on our elections one way or another anyway. And we've got the record showing that this censorship was serious. We had sued back in the latter part of 2022. So this case is about a year old. For records about this group, this Department of Homeland Security sub-agency, CISA, and this Election Integrity Partnership, which was a group of outsiders, leftist groups that were working to censor American citizens on election issues. You have to remember, they think that the reason Trump won in 2016 was because of, quote, misinformation, right? And so that meant, from their perspective, Americans heard things the left didn't want them to hear and voted for Trump. So the whole goal of the deep state and their allied left-wing groups on the outside and the Democratic National Committee, which was also involved in this entity, by the way, was to suppress misinformation so Trump wouldn't win again in 2020. And that all led in part to, for instance, the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop. Naked election interference. So do you think the government should be in any way tracking narratives on the internet of First Amendment protected speech? For what purpose, other than to take it down, which is what was going on through this Election Integrity Partnership? And we got what we call, what is called, I don't know what it's called. I don't know. A PowerPoint presentation, maybe, when we can show the cover of it. And they had all these charts about how it would work, which were misleading because it actually worked. It was even more collusive than the chart show. And this is the sort of stuff they were targeting for, quote, takedowns. This was an example of what would be problematic and should be taken down either by, there's their charts. There's your censorship chart. That's how the censorship they thought would be able to work. They're pretending that the platforms weren't in cahoots with them in that chart, and we know that latter, that turned out not to be the case. The chart, the arrow should be going back and forth between the platforms and their front groups. But this is an example of one of the types of information they wanted to take down. It shows you the outrage of it. Days after 11:03, Facebook notifies EMP, which is the shorthand for this group before it became this, the Election Misinformation Partnership, that's what they called it. of an impending takedown of a group of pages exhibiting coordinated inauthentic behavior. Inauthentic behavior. Doesn't that sound communist and Marxist and Orwellian all at once? Since the election, these pages have consistently pushed a narrative encouraging Americans in key states to call for an invalidation of election results. How dare they? If the results are compromised, why can't you say that? Don't you have a right to say it? Dare I say it? Can't you coordinate with other Americans under the First Amendment, under the rights of freedom of association to say it? Even if some bureaucrat in the government or their front or some Facebook know-it-all thinks it's, quote, inauthentic. Facebook will take these pages down in 1 hour and is already briefing relevant and state and local officials. So coordination, this is what they propose, coordination on censorship of Americans with state and local officials with the help of CISA, this federal agency. And of course, they don't want you to know about it because they admit it. They admit it here in the documents. Let me show you. Best way to collaborate. What is the best way to collaborate? One of the notes say. CISA can't create their own stack channels or Slack channels. I don't know what a Slack channel is. What is a Slack channel? It's like a DM program, I guess. Yeah, internal DM programs for companies, right? But can participate in others. But can participate in others. Now, Slack channels tend to be in the air, right? They tend not to be... My understanding is you can make them disappear more easily, right? So that's why they want to participate in others. The government won't run the Slack channel, but they can play. And listen to this. Listservs are bad. You all know what a listserv is. And they write public records requirements. So they didn't want any, they didn't want Judicial Watch to be able to figure out what was going on. Because they knew FOIA applied. So they said, no, we can't have a listserv. Now, if it was truly a public, a private operation, a listserv wouldn't be subject to FOIA. But they knew the government was involved at the federal level, the state level, and the local level. And again, they talk about Stanford. I don't know if you all... Any of you would go to Stanford, went to Stanford, have family in Stanford, support Stanford, ask them why they're obsessed with censoring Americans, the Stanford Internet Observatory. It's Big Brother Central there in Stanford. 24/7 monitoring and shifts, heightened monitoring during voting times, emphasis on voter suppression tactics. Now, voter suppression tactics... They think anyone who complains about voter integrity, by the way. Election November 3rd to 2020, December, December, full-time monitoring continues, but not 24/7. This is after the election. Emphasis on narratives around election legitimacy. Example, mail-in ballot theories. I'm going to come up here and look at it more closely. Oh, okay. It makes more sense on the chart than it does in the press release. So in November, you see what they're able to, what they plan to do during the election. In December, it continues, and they want to focus on people like Tom Fitton who don't like mail-in ballots because we think they undermine election security. Unsupervised voting is an abomination for those of us concerned about secure and safe elections. And then in January, the inauguration continue, and they're going to issue a report. And then later in the documents, they talk about how CISA is happy to introduce SIO to them, meaning election officials, and do outreach. And now CISA, again, Department of Homeland Security, literally, the feds. Just keep the feds in the info sharing pipeline. These are great documents. I mean, again, not great, but it's great we got these documents because it, again, exposes the outrageous censorship operation that was designed to suppress election-related material, not because the Russians were behind it, but it was because Americans were behind it. And we know that the censorship was real. I described the censorship of Hunter's laptop. I talked about, for instance, we've talked about previously here, we have litigation that's ongoing, it's on appeal now. The California election operation, the Secretary of State, got YouTube to take down a Judicial Watch video, one of my updates here for Judicial Watch, where I talked about some of these election issues just before the election. And the Secretary of State's office was working with Joe Biden's PR firm and figuring out who to censor. And they took down our video. And then more recently, the feds put me on a list. For watching. I mean, these communists love lists. I'm on so many lists that the communists have about who to censor. I'm always on the list. And of course, Judicial Watch has been on these lists as well. And I know I'm not on the list because they like me. I'm on the list because I'm the president of Judicial Watch, an effective, the largest government watchdog group in the country. And our voice is effective. It drives them crazy. And so they want to censor me. And you. So documents will continue to come to Judicial Watch. We are accelerating our information gathering here. And we're not going to slow down. Let me see what I said in this release. These records show the lengths to which a Homeland Security deep state agency went in its effort to censor and suppress Americans during and after the 2020 election. That it took a federal lawsuit to extract these disturbing records should raise additional worries about what else this Biden administration is up to. Now, the Biden administration has embraced censorship. They believe that there should be censorship. And we've had documents showing it's been organized out of the Biden White House directly. A federal court has detailed activities, including, and we have more recently with the Homeland Security Department, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, I'm getting my acronyms confused. The State Department's involved in it. Some of the Twitter files showed that the CIA was involved in all of this suppression. And more recently, Judicial Watch uncovered how the CIA was involved in the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop in an improper way. As if there could be a proper way, right? And I encourage you also to watch Judicial Watch's documentary about this censorship. It's a great documentary. It's in four parts, more or less. So you can watch it in parts. We have it on our YouTube channel and our other social media channels in parts and then in its entirety. We'll provide a link to the full video below. And just watch it and share it and share this video. Now, I'm trying to think if I said anything to trigger the YouTube vandalism of our pages. Now, you'll notice another part, there's another way of censoring you and suppressing you, which is labeling your content, in my view, in a malicious way. In a way that suggests what I'm saying or what the content is presenting is false or misleading or otherwise can't be trusted. And YouTube has been doing that repeatedly. And I'm not going to use the words that I know has triggered the labeling before, but we'll say something about a controversy everyone's talking about in a straightforward way. And they push for more information on this topic, go to the communist-controlled Wikipedia. Or the left-wing controlled whatever. Outrageous. And it suggests that I'm saying something wrong. I call it vandalization. So maybe I said something to, you'll see that below on YouTube. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.